that question. I think that a thing that does come up when we survey people is the work-life balance. I think people are really passionate about their jobs, and that's a good thing. But it can lead to people working very long hours.
So you're overworked?
I wouldn't go that far. But it would be easy to be overworked, yes.
You're obviously very happy with your work, but is there a high staff turnover rate? Do people generally stay for a long time?
I know that Daisy, my first manager, was the first female employed by the company. She stayed for 10 years, which is a long time, so I think that shows she was pretty happy. Obviously, we have people on short-term contracts, but as a general rule, I would say that people are happy and people do tend to stay at Innocent for a pretty long time.
Okay. In the other survey, the one about the 10 things that make people happy at work, the issue of a competitive salary was the last on the list. What's your view on that?
Well, I've thought about that, and I hope it doesn't make me sound shallow, but I struggle to think of 10 things that were more important than the money. I mean, it's important to maintain a good work-life balance and to, I suppose, have fun at work and to enjoy the people you work with. But I think it's really important to feel like the financial compensation for what you do is adequate.
Okay. And finally, I should ask you, do you drink smoothies yourself? And if you do, are they always Innocent?
I really love smoothies. And if I didn't, it would be the wrong place for me to work. And naturally, they're always Innocent smoothies. I think the working environment is reflected in the passion that we all have. And I think that's because we know we have a really good product.
Thank you very much, Becca Walton.
1.6.
The second survey we're looking at on today's program is a Sunday Times survey that was all about the best UK companies to work for. Apparently, one of the best small companies to work for is Innocent Drinks. Well, I have with me in the studio Becca Walton, who works for Innocent Drinks. Becca, tell us what made you apply for the job at Innocent.
Well, I've always really liked them as a company. I've always followed their website and their weekly newsletter. I've always thought they would be people that I would like to work for. So it was just a matter of keeping an eye on their jobs page and waiting for a position that I thought I could do.
Now, in a recent survey about what makes people happy at work, Innocent was listed as one of the top companies to work for. You obviously think it is a happy company. Now, why do you think that?
Well, I can see how we would have scored very highly on that scale. I think there's a really big emphasis on a team environment at work. We're all mixed up, so nobody sits according to the group of people that they work with, which means that you get to make friends in different areas of the business. Everybody's aware of the projects that people are working on, the pressures that they're under, so it makes for a really good team environment. I think that's important.
And how does that compare with other companies that you've worked for?
Oh, I haven't really worked for any big companies before. Innocent is the biggest company that I've worked for. I know friends of mine complain about really stuffy work environments, but the atmosphere at Innocent is really informal. Things are pretty relaxed, and a lot of my friends are surprised that we don't have to dress up to come to work. Often people don't even wear shoes, and we have a grassy floor in our office. And it's just kind of a relaxed place to work.
What would you change about the company if there was something that you could change?
I'm not really sure how to answer that.